Welcome back to Motown Memories. This is Tom Fallon. For the next half hour, we continue to feature songs released in 1969 that charted either on the United States pop charts or the United States rhythm and blues charts. Last half hour, we heard all the charting songs from January and February of 1969. This half hour, we'll pick it up in March, and the first artist we'll hear is Chuck Jackson, then Martha and the Vandellas, Earl Van Dyke, Diana Ross and the Supremes, Marvin Gaye, The Four Tops, Junior Walker and the All-Stars, and The Temptations. First up this half hour, Chuck Jackson, Are You Lonely For Me, right here on Motown.
Are you lonely for me, baby?
Oh, yes, I am.
Are you lonely for me, baby?
I'm coming home,
are
baby.
You lonely for me, baby?
Oh, it's the last train to Jacksonville. I'm gonna get on it, baby. You know I will. Will you try? Come on and try to forget all the pain I brought you. Go on and cry. Go ahead and cry, baby. I know I'm the one who taught you to be lonely, baby.
Lonely, lonely and blue.
I'm lonely. Are you my sweet baby? Are you still? Tell your friend, it's the end. I will never again desert you. Hear your laugh. I can hear it laughing, baby. You say I was wrong to hurt you. Oh, I'm sorry, baby. I'm sorry and blue. I'm no.
Are you lonely for me, baby?
with Tom Fallon.
Dyke, a featured artist on the group called the Funk Brothers, who did virtually all of the background instrumentation for Motown Records of the 1960s in Detroit, and that was the Temptations smash hit, Runaway Child, Running Wild. Before that, Martha and the Vandellas, we've got Honey Love, and that reached number 56 on the pop charts and number 27 on the rhythm blues charts in 1969. And we started with Chuck Jackson, Are You Lonely For Me, reaching 107 on the pop charts and number 22 on the rhythm blues charts from March of 1969. You found the home of Motown memories. This is Tom Fallon, and we're featuring all songs released in the first half of 1969. Coming up, the last charting song in March of 1969, The Composer with Diana Ross and the Supremes. The Composer was written and produced by Smokey Robinson, and the song is featured on Diana Ross and the Supremes' album entitled Let the Sunshine In. As with many Diana Ross and the Supremes releases, Mary Wilson and Cindy Birdsong, the other two members of the Supremes, did not sing on this record at all, but rather Motown session singers called the Andantes. The Andantes, by the way, consisted of Jackie Hicks, Marlene Barrow, and Luvan Demps. The Composer is one of only a few Supremes releases that was not performed in any television show. The song was re-recorded by Smokey Robinson and the Miracles for their 1969 album entitled Time Up for Smokey Robinson. Well, here are Diana Ross, at least credited as the Supremes, The Composer, right here on Motown.
Composer of the song.
Motel Tom song? Email Tom at motelmemories@yahoo.com.
Ashamed of what he believes. He knows how to laugh, he knows when to cry, he knows how to live. He's not afraid to die. What is a man? What is a man? What is a man? What is a man? A man searches for the key to success. Rather be sure than make a wild guess. He knows how to love, he knows how to hate, he knows when to move, and he knows just when to win. What is a man? What is a man? What is a man? What is a man?
Tops and What is a Man, and they reached number 53 on the pop charts from April of 1969. Before that, the Marvin Gaye great song, Too Busy Thinking About My Baby, number 4 in the pop charts and number 1 in the rhythm and blues charts from 69. And we started with Diana Ross and the Supremes, The Composer, number 27 in the pop charts and number 21 in the rhythm and blues charts. This is Motown Memories with Tom Fallon. This hour, we're featuring all charting songs from 1969. Well, coming up, a great song from Junior Walker and the All-Stars, What Does It Take to Win Your Love? Well, What Does It Take to Win Your Love was one of Junior Walker's most successful releases, becoming a hit on both the rhythm blues charts and the pop singles charts. It was written by Johnny Bristol, Javi Fuca, and Vernon Bullock, and it featured the Motown group The Originals and the Undantes once again on background vocals. It made it into the top 5 and became Junior Walker's second number 1 rhythm and blues charts. The song was also hit in the UK in 1969, reaching number 13 on the UK singles charts, where it remained for 12 weeks. The song was voted top US soul record of 1969 and has sold well over a million copies. Its extended intro and saxophone solo have influenced the works of David Sanborn, Clarence Clemons, and Bobby Keys. Well, here is Junior Walker and his All-Stars, What Does It Take to Win Your Love? Well, here on Motown.
What does it take to win your love for me?
for me, gonna forget for you.
Woo!
Marines with No Matter What Sign You Are. They reached number 31 in the United States pop charts and number 17 in the Rhythm Blues charts of 1969. Before that, The Temptations' Don't Let the Joneses Get You Down, reaching number 20 in the pop charts and number 2 in the Rhythm Blues charts from 69. And we started with Junior Walker and the All-Stars' What Does It Take to Win Your Love, number 4 in the pop charts and number 1 in the Rhythm Blues charts, also from 1969. This hour, we feature some great Motown songs and artists, all from the year 1969. I hope you enjoyed this show. If you have any questions, comments, or suggestions for future Motown shows, I'd love to hear from you. My email address is MotownMemories@yahoo.com. That's MotownMemories@yahoo.com. Also, be sure to visit our website at MotownMemories.com. That's MotownMemories.com. On that website, you'll find information about all of your favorite Motown artists, including those featured in this edition of Motown Memories, as well as all the radio stations that carry Motown Memories 7 days a week. Until next time, this is Tom Fallon. Goodbye for now.